Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio inside Max 6 Workspace and the Conscious Capitalism Arizona headquarters in Tempe, Arizona, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. I'm Karen Nowicki, and I'm very excited to have an old friend in the studio today who has brought a couple of powerful partners along. I would like to introduce you to Carrie Severson, the Unapologetic Voice founder and storyteller coach. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
I'm excited to be here. I'm thrilled to have you. And I think we landed on it's been a good 5-6 years since we've really connected outside of social media.
Yeah. I don't even remember how we found one
I think it was Tara Halling, who's now Tara Boss, my former business partner. Yes. I think it might have been through our...
There's a lot of threads there that probably led us to
Yes, social media is a beautiful thing. I've had several guests come through here at one point or another the last couple of years, and we've first started looking to see, well, was it an individual that introduced us? But frequently, it's been just, you know, we've connected on social media. So regardless, I'm thrilled to have you in the studio. I think Daniel is the one who arranged for the segment today.
Thank you. When
Daniel reached out, you're welcome. We're thrilled to have you. We always like to say, bring some people who can speak to who you are as a professional and people that you love to be around. And so Carrie has invited to join us today, Natalie Ekobo, who is an intuitive business coach. Welcome as well.
Thank you.
So thrilled to have you. I can't wait to learn about your business and everything that you are about and who you serve. And also with us today is Allison Rand, a mompreneur. Welcome, Allison.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And you had your kids in tow, and I know that's part of what your story is and how you roll.
That's right. They're with me.
I'm excited. So we'll get into that. Yeah, they're with me, she says. I don't know what that means, but we're about to find out. And I love the term mompreneur as well. Do you know Tisha Pelletier? Have you ever connected?
I do not.
Tisha Pelletier used to run, maybe that's our connection too, Carrie.
Probably.
Tisha is, as many of us do, myself included, many iterations of our business life. And years ago, Tisha was running a group called Mompreneurs, and it was throughout the East Valley and I think actually a couple different states as well. Mm-hmm. And I was the first recipient of her Mompreneur of the Year Award back in, I don't know how long ago, 2010, maybe 2012, I can't remember. So when I saw that term, I wondered if you had that connection. So enough about that. Let's get started talking about each of you and your businesses. If you could share with our listeners who you are, your little bit about your business and the folks that you serve, and then we'll just kind of, you know, weave a tale and find out how all of you are connected. Carrie, since you introduced all of us,
let me
ask you to go first.
So my background is I've always been in the publishing business. I've always been a storyteller. I was bullied as a kid and had low self-esteem as a result of it. So when I grew up, I was actually 19. I went out to visit my uncle in LA. We were playing around and I made a decision in Los Angeles that I wanted to change the way women treated women and girls treated girls. So long story short, I got involved in the media because of that, because I felt like if I could change where the spotlight landed, part of society that actually sort of controlled where the spotlight landed, I might be able to make an impact. So I've always been involved in women's stories. I've launched a couple of businesses here in town. My first business was a nonprofit where I focused on girls and girls learning how to be better to one another. Eventually, I went back to my roots of being a storyteller. And now I work with women around the world who want to express themselves, share their story, figure out what they want to say in the world. And then we find places to express themselves. So my brand is called The Unapologetic Voice. And that's really what I do. I teach people how to be unapologetic in their story without shame, guilt, embarrassment, or fear of expressing themselves.
That is a perfect name.
Thank you.
For you and for your business. It's just outstanding, and it speaks volumes about not only the craft around storytelling, but also who you are as a coach and a guide around that.
Thank you.
Yeah, who better than to make sure that we have a voice in the world and that it's ours.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unapologetically.
I know.
Right.
Yeah, I actually do have a lot of women that reach out to me around that concept of unapologetic.
Yeah, specifically, right?
Yes.
Hey, I get my story, or I'm kind of playing with it, but I really want to stand even deeper in right and who I am without having to convince or cajole or to shift right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So a lot of questions about how I found it and what it means, and that at first, for a while, the initial reaction was, does that mean that we're being mean or that we don't care about what other people think? And I just keep on bringing it back to, no, this is a frame of mind. This is who we are. We're proud of our journey and, you know, able to share without, again, I keep going back to this concept of, we're able to share without the fear of what's coming back. Mm-hmm. Because storytelling is so personal. And once it's out there, you can't ever take anything back. And, you know, there's this fine line of being vulnerable and staying unattached to, you know, the results. So
it's interesting. I spoke for Phoenix Startup Week, I guess it was a week ago Friday, and I do a lot of public speaking. I have for my entire career. And this is a new audience for me. We did a full day broadcast there. And in the middle of that, I had to leave the little setup that we had and went and did a breakout session on the art of the connected conversation. And they ended up moving us into the big assembly because it had the most attendance for that hour. I'm practicing my story, practicing my conversation. How am I going to engage with the participants? And that morning I had a panic attack. I haven't had one in probably 10 or 12 years. And when I look back now, I knew I was being called to show up as Karen Nowicki and as authentically as I always do. But because I had made some decisions about the audience and who they were and maybe more knowledgeable than me and more in their heads and more tech savvy, and I just started making up these stories, I think, over the couple of weeks that I was preparing, I laid on my office floor that morning and was heaving and trying to find in my mind all these different ways to get out of having to do this talk. At the same time, knew that I was being called to insert a few new pieces that had come to me through the night around tapping and going inside and physically really like helping people take care of themselves first before they start wanting to connect with somebody through the art of the connected conversation. So long story short, I did a great job. It felt great. I was true to who I am, but it felt a little risky. Uh-huh. And I would look forward to, and I'm curious to see what all three of you have to say, especially Natalie. I would love to get to a point where I'm not so hard on myself physically and emotionally before something like that. And again, yeah. I've been speaking for years, 30 something years, different variations of the audiences and who I'm speaking to. But this is so perfect that that's probably not an unfamiliar story.
No, I mean, and I think it's I go back to this concept of it's a frame of mind. It's our choice every single day to claim our journey as our own, forward and past. And then this concept of being certain in our daily choice of showing up as we are, wholly, fully, unapologetically, in any way. And then there's this aspect that plays in the trust component of making sure or feeling aligned with it.
Yes.
Aligned action as you unapologetically is going to result in something for you. So I love, it's cool.
Yeah.
I love it.
Love it. Natalie, would you be willing to go next and share who you are, who you serve, and how'd you come to be with us today?
I'm going
to
say oui, oui. So I'm Natalie Ekobo, and I've been 22 years now in Arizona, came directly from Paris, France, because I had a dream. So I always say I came with my dream in two suitcases, you know, and that's it. And let's make it happen. And at that time, I had the dream to create a little French restaurant cafe. So I made that happen. A few awards later and a few years later, I decided to move on into what was really my passion, which is coaching people and helping them grow and activate really their greatness, you know, be the best they are. And in the process of all that creation of the restaurant, I came up to find someone that was doing some kind of energy work or, you know, to remove blocks and stuff like that. And I said, well, at that time I was kind of, I need something like this. You know, I want to remove obstacles and I want to achieve my goals and get better. And that's what happened. Actually, this lady helped me with a few sessions. And before you know it, I'm like, can you teach me how to do that? So I learned that about 20 years ago and merged that with my knowledge of business and merged it with my knowledge of coaching And so I created the coach that I couldn't find out there.
Perfect. And so your clientele are primarily women?
Primarily women, because, I mean, I'm going to say that. And at the same time, yeah, I do have men too, but women are more open to, when you say intuition, you know, or vulnerability or being true to who you are. It's a language we can own very rapidly. Mm-hmm. So,
and I'm happy to say that, again, in the 2 years that I've been doing the studio, I've been fortunate, especially through conscious capitalism and aligning ourselves with businesses, small, medium, and large, a lot of dominantly male-oriented industries, verticals, and CEOs and leaders are more and more readily open to leading with intuition, leading with heart, and being more vulnerable. So yes. While we've led, I think, the charge in this area, I see it daily where more and more men and women are willing to embrace that. And I think it's because of obviously coaches like you who help us get there.
Yes. And I really have the vision of helping conscious leaders, you know, really step up. And I'm working already with amazing men, CEOs that just own it completely. Yes.
Perfect. And are your clients just here in Arizona?
I work in 22 countries.
Oh, just 22. Oh my goodness.
Well, I've been doing this for, you know, quite a while.
Yes.
I about 20 years now. So, yeah.
Wonderful.
One country a year.
I love it. There you go. Keep adding. Do you have your pin board? And okay, here's this country, now this country. Very good. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Allison, how about you? Tell us a little bit about you and your role, and why are your kids with you today?
I'd love to share. So I have been in Phoenix almost 16 years. I grew up in Maine, so far, far away, and being a flight attendant brought me here. And my husband and I had the vision of adopting children. And through adoption, we got a lot of judgment, a lot of people not understanding our parenting style, couldn't relate to us because we never had a newborn. Our kids were close to two at adoption. And it was really hard for me. It broke my heart that I was getting all this negative attention, is how it felt, from strangers in a store to family members. And through, now my kids are 11 and 13, I want to be someone who's positive to that person who's looking at adopting, who has adopted, who needs that voice of, you're doing okay, to reassure them and to give them that guidance that many of us aren't receiving. And it's lonely. It can be very isolating. So that is a big part of what I am doing and want to continue doing. And my kids are with me because I homeschool. And I incorporate them in my day-to-day life because there's so much to learn. There is so much. I did not get that exposure in this way in my childhood. And I just think, where would I be today in my 40s if I had this exposure in meeting all these amazing people and to give that confidence? So they are with me and they enjoy it. I mean, they're in your lobby right now having fun, and they don't have to be attached to me to be with me and to be exposed.
So many great introductions running through my mind. I think I mentioned Adrienne McIntyre when I was talking to Carrie before we came on live. I'd like to make an introduction to you as well. Adrienne and his wife, they're unschooling their kiddos. There's quite a specific difference, I think, between the two. But Adrienne owns and runs, the latest Business Radio X in the Valley. It's called Valley Business Radio X. And they also are very involved in parenting groups and, I don't know that they've adopted their kiddos, but they have two children as well. So it'll be a fun introduction for you as well. And why can't we? I mean, we are who we are, aren't we? Whether we are in a business transaction, a business conversation, or we're at home hanging out with our neighbors or our family. At least that's how I believe. Like, that's how I like to show up and the people that I like to run with. You see what you get, I guess is what I'm saying. And so to give our children an opportunity to learn through experiences, I can imagine that widely opens up the opportunity for creativity and imagination and critical thinking and strategic thinking. I'm an educator. That's where I started my career years ago in Kyrene School District. So I taught third grade. I was an assistant principal, went on to be a VP. And my kids are products of public schools. But like you shared, I kind of look back and think, wow, if I had done things differently, who, and I love who they are today, but you know, who, what opportunities might we have missed because I kind of had the blinders on and did things traditionally. Tell us a little bit about your business. So you are a voice and you are really a journeyman for this idea around helping people navigate adoptions in addition to incorporating kids into their life on a regular basis. Is it through a blog? Tell me a little bit, like when people interact with you, what does that look like?
It would be more one-on-one.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, I do have a website, but it's more about the connection because I think how often we can read something, but we're not really sure how to apply it in having that human connection and being able to say, you know, this is my hang up, or to help guide the person through their struggles and to have that person hold you accountable and to help you work through it. Because I can read something, but then I forget about it, mm-hmm. you know, but if you know, oh, I'm going to be talking to Allison again, I need to follow through and do this, then you're going to have a better chance of success. And ultimately, I'm working with families, and this is about our children. And so this isn't just about the success of the parent, it's the success of the family.
And the legacy.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you for doing your work.
Thank you.
Now, which one of you, and maybe it's going to be all three of you, tell me how you've all come to land here today. Is it through the art of storytelling? Carrie, would you speak to a little bit about?
Yeah. So, let's see, who did I meet first? I think I met Natalie first. So Natalie and I, we actually met through a mutual contact. I'm, as a storyteller, I'm constantly building my platform and connection. I've always had a dream of having a book published traditionally. I'm a published author. I have a independent publisher. But I always had that dream, even as a young girl, of having like a literary agent and all that stuff. So I've been growing my platform for 5-6 years pretty consistently. And Natalie and I met through a mutual connection on LinkedIn. And the mutual connection was like, the two of you live down the street from one another. Oh. You should really connect. So we met for coffee one day. And before you know it, we're like, we should hang out. We want to be friends outside business. But I love what she does. And I'm such a huge like cheerleader for her. That when this opportunity came up, because she's brilliant, like she's phenomenal.
You know that on hello, really. Like I can see that. But as soon as you lock eyes, you're like, okay, yes,
yeah, cool. She's got some good sauce.
Yeah.
And when this opportunity came up, so she and I have been working on getting her out in public and finding where she can take her brilliance and do cool things. And in return, she's helping me. Shift my mindset so I can do cool things and grow as a business leader. So we have a great flow and fluidity kind of. And I just, you know, I want to see her succeed. So any opportunity I can have to boost her, I will. And same thing with Allison. We met an instant connection. And I kind of feel like your soul partners, the people that you do life with, you have that instant spark, right?
Yep.
Anyway, so Allison has this great complex story with all these intricate, you know, pieces. She's a homeschooler. She's got a health business on top of it. Her kids are adopted. So she has all these
layers. Beautiful, beautiful layers.
And finding a way to weave it all together is something that I've been really passionate about because her story is at the foundation. So when she and I met, she didn't have a website. She didn't know what she wanted to do.
Oh, wow.
She was just at this like jumping off point. I know that feeling as an entrepreneur. I've done it several times.
Yep.
And I run masterminds and she's like, I want to join. I want to do this. And so helping her find her voice and then format it in specific ways around the valley has been really fun. And I wanted these two to connect.
Is this the first time you've met today?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's fun. I thought it was old home week when you met in the lobby. Yeah. I love that. And that's really the beauty of what, not only our guests know that that's what we're going to create this opportunity, but so many magical connections have happened, yeah, whether it's been purposeful and somebody kind of has strategically created, yeah, that opportunity, or it's just happened because people land on the same segment.
Yeah.
So I love what you shared about assisting Allison with finding her voice and taking this multifaceted life and opportunity to serve and having it be articulated in a way that we can consume it. That's really, I think, what it comes down,
yeah,
to,
absolutely,
right?
Bite-sized pieces that's easily digestible.
Right. So as my career has shifted and changed, a lot of people have said, so like, what are you doing now? Like even
yeah,
Carrie walked in like, so
this?
when did you do this? Right. Because last time I heard you were doing mother-daughter retreats or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And it really is in how clearly we can share our story.
Yeah.
And some people think that might be the 30-second elevator pitch. We're not talking about that necessarily,
no.
Are we?
No.
What are we talking about when we say storytelling? Like, what does that mean to you?
So I, having a journalism background, I can tell 100 different stories 100 different ways. And I think we are built and designed, every moment that we have, we can pull apart several different stories. So I think, you know, and when I started my storytelling business, I felt like we all had this story that was on our heart that we had, we're here to share. There's something here that we're all meant to do. The more invested I am in this concept of storytelling and the more people that I work with, I think we have several different stories that we're supposed to share. And when the season of that particular story is here, it's prominent. There's no more hiding from it. So I think we go through seasons of stories in our lives. And whatever season we're in will match how you show up in the world and what you share in the world.
Beautifully said. Mic drop. We're done. No, really perfect. Storytelling is kind of a buzz thing lately.
It's
trendy, but the truth is storytelling's been around forever.
It's like the oldest
form of communication.
It is. It's a human connection tool.
Yeah.
And it's like something our great ancestors did around fires and stuff.
Right. So how does it work in business these days? Where do you see the importance of it, and how do you assist business owners with that?
My passion really lies in helping people figure out how to be real in their business and not hide behind the colors and the logo of their business. With Allison, for example, who she is as a mom and what she does in her homeschooling, there's a line between what's public and what's personal, and we find that line and play with how can we be personal in your business while still being professional in your business, while still being public in your business. So storytelling for businesses it's actually a real personal decision. How much of you are you going to allow to show up in your business and then sticking to that line every time?
Can you speak to that? What is your experience in working with each other?
When I met with Carrie, I looked at my family life as very private, but yet I knew deep down what I knew I needed to share. But it's almost like pulling it out of me, and each, I would say, month, I get a little bit more comfortable in what I share. And I include my children in a lot of these decisions because, you know, how much of what's going on for them do they want public? Not that there's anything wrong. It's just, you know,
it's public. It's out there.
It's out there. And we look at this as a family thing. And, you know, mom wants to do this. And how can we support mom? And at what level can mom do this? And we figure it out. And the more I become comfortable, they become more comfortable as well, because now it's not this, what's mom doing? You know, it's becoming part of our life, and they see, you know, people's lives are being changed, and, or they see a family and they'll say, that family needs you. But they see that disconnect or behaviors and, you know, go help that mom. That child needs help. That mom needs help. And so then that just warms my heart because they see the need as well.
They see the need and they understand the value of what you're offering and what they're offering through, I think part of it is being vulnerable, but also being protective too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love that it's a family decision. And at the ages that they are, how great is that, that they get to kind of help navigate where you're headed so that years down the road, you know, there will never be that, well, I wish we hadn't done X. I mean, that might come up, but they will be invested.
Yes.
And yeah, that's exciting. Mm. Social media for you, Allison, that's a big part of how people learn and find out about you. What platforms do you use?
I use Instagram and Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I primarily use.
And do you find people, that's how they kind of, I mean, other than referral and word of mouth, they're finding you through social media.
Correct.
Because they're looking for,
yes,
homeschooling and adoption and that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, more on Instagram, I would say, than Facebook.
It's an amazing tool.
Right?
I'm not very good at it yet, but it is amazing.
Yes. It's so many, I mean, I think about my, you know, even 10 years ago, the options they weren't at our fingertips the way they are today, and mm-hmm. who I could have reached out to, you know, when I adopted. So I love that there's, you know, that there is this positive out of social media, all these connections and, you know, just,
yeah.
And yeah. Carrie, you help Allison with that. So when we're talking about storytelling, this is a question. So mm-hmm. I'll phrase it and then you can clean it up for me. But
okay.
When we're talking about storytelling, we're not just talking about like the example I had where you stand up and, you know, in your speech or in your talk, you tell a story. That's part of it. But we're also talking about branding and this whole picture of who someone is in business and how they're telling the story through all that, right?
Through, yeah.
So how is she showing up on Instagram and
right.
that sort of thing?
Yeah. And so do you follow Mike Dooley's Todd Notes from the Universe? Am I saying that right? Do you know what I'm
talking about? I used to, but yes, I'm familiar.
So uh-huh. years and years and years ago, right? You join and you get these daily bursts of positive whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
For some reason that came to mind, and I'm just going to use my business as an example. That came to mind at the start of the year where I decided I wanted to launch a book publishing brand of my business, book publishing branch of my business. I decided at that point, I wasn't just going to be your storyteller coach. I wasn't just going to help you figure out what stories you're going to share and what formats you're going to share it. I'm going to help you recognize that your story is worth sharing, not just how you're going to share, but what you're going to share. So I went from the how, which I think a lot of entrepreneurs do, we're just going to teach you how to do this, to the why you should do this. And so I changed how I talk to my audience. And I went from just being this teacher to this inspirational, like, cheerleader. You
yeah.
know what I mean? So for my business, I've seen the way I communicate with my audience, and I'm sending out e-blasts pretty frequently. My open rate has increased. My unsubscribe rate has decreased. It's changed how I show up on lives. It's changed how I show up with my clients. I don't know how to communicate that in terms of the switch I think I made. I just remember those little bursts of like notes from the universe. Like, I want to be that person to somebody close to me, you know?
Yeah.
So.
And you ran with it.
I ran with it.
And to your point earlier, it's just that next version of your story, that
right.
next evolution,
yeah.
the next season. That's the term you used, mm-hmm. right? It's the next season. How great is that you can be that for the folks that are working with you and or are following and kind of watching and ready to insert themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you.
So, Natalie, tell us a little bit about your relationship with Carrie and how's where do you see storytelling and her influence has impacted you?
So I have many different stories mm-hmm. about myself, like too many. And so she has helped me get clarity on that. See, I usually am the one giving clarity to other people. And I needed clarity for my own stories because even though they all relate to me and they're very true and I can be very vulnerable, it's like you need to choose which one to use for what purpose
mm-hmm.
so that you can move one step closer to a deeper connection with people. So in that process, you have to kind of forget about yourself and go into service and go into, I'm not telling my story for the sake of feeling better because I need to tell my story or because I find it interesting. I'm telling my story to make a point so that you can relate. And by showing my heart, you can see it and you can relate and come closer to me. And then we can have a common ground and do some work together. So I needed to go through that. And that's how she helped me be clear on what to use when.
She has so much information, so many tools. It's like a smorgasbord of stuff to pull and figure out where she should.
But it could be too much for somebody on the receiving end.
Yes.
Yeah. And so that clarity that Carrie's been able to help you with has been useful.
Yes. I think a lot of us have a smorgasbord of stuff, and then there's not to say that you can't ever use it again. But if she compacts and, you know, if we figure out a way to compact the things and then make roads, journeys with certain elements, she can always come back to those other pieces. Mm-hmm. So she's got some cool stuff.
I've never thought of this before, but if we don't have a storytelling coach in our life as a business owner and we have a sense for who we are to the community that we serve, at least for me, I rely on how I'm feeling, the emotional aspect of my connection, and that's where I'm drawing on my stories. And I think other people can tend to be more heady, and so it's more, I'm going to use the word calculated, I don't mean that negatively, but more preparedness with, okay, this is when I'll tell this story. And what I hear you saying is that there is an art and a science to it, and it doesn't necessarily have to come from either of those spectrums. That when working with you, you help have it make sense so that there's this, I could probably visually see where I'm going to be drawing from.
Yeah, I think intuition comes, I'm highly intuitive myself. And so I play with my intuition when it comes to every story. I always ask that question, what story is on your heart most? And that's the one that you're meant to share versus trying to force something that may not be the right time, that may still need some healing. So there is an art and a science to the actual craft of it. I think the most powerful stories that have ever been told that go viral, that make an impact, are the ones that are, again, to Natalie's point, being shown and shared from the heart. And it's almost like a law of attraction magnet that people will instantly come in because they feel welcomed and safe.
Mm-hmm. Do you find now that you're working as Carrie's helped you and you're helping her in this partnership and wonderful accountability relationship, Are you finding that then you have clients who need Carrie services as well and
yes,
they need to?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Same thing with her. I'm always like, you should talk to my friend.
Yes.
I bet. Yeah. That it's fun. Allison, I'm curious. I asked both ladies about their businesses and are they just Arizona? I would imagine yours is worldwide as well. I mean, you have an opportunity to reach people, families everywhere.
I do. I have only worked with people in the United States at this time.
At this point.
Yes. And I only know English, so that would be, you know, English-speaking clients at this time. So, but yeah, it's gone from Maine to California, helping people, or no Hawaii or Alaska yet.
But we're getting there. We'll have that pinboard map for you as well. I love it. Well, I want to thank you all for being here today. Is there anything, Carrie or either of you, that we haven't hit or touched on that's important to share with regard to storytelling in your business and really even in your communication in life? What haven't I thought to ask?
Well, I think this concept of like knowing when a story has been played and that it's time to move into something else, there is a lot to be said for shifting your perspective, shifting your story. I don't know, maybe you can kind of play around with the idea of because you've done it yourself, going from the French restaurant to your coaching, like, is there something that you can shine light on in terms of knowing when a story is meant to be complete and you're ready to do something else, ready to share something else? That's the only thing I can think of. Mm. As an entrepreneur perspective, I think we go through those phases.
So not just the art of storytelling and the actual act of storytelling, but knowing when we're finishing up with our story and we're ready to transition.
Something new.
Probably a good portion of what you do as an intuitive business coach, right?
Yes. And we all reinvent ourselves all the time, right?
Yeah.
And so more than just telling the story, it's how can you flow with the story? Yeah, how can you go with the flow? How can you stop resisting? How can you embrace something that you not necessarily want to happen, but it's happening and you have no control over that and you need to just ride with it? And that's how you ride on some stories and then they're ending. And I think what helps also is that when a story is kind of phasing out, always keep in mind that another door is opening up. So, so then you can surf very soon. Another story shows up and then you can embark on that magnificent journey and ride it.
Yeah. I love that. She's really good at that. For some reason, there's something coming forward for me right now around this concept of like entrepreneurs. If you have, usually we don't just do one business and we're done. Like if you have this drive to do something, create something, be a trailblazer, that stays with you and you tend to do more than one business, right? All three of us. I mean, Allison's got like three at the same time. So, but there is this thing that intuition and storytelling are so parallel, leaning on your intuition when it comes to story and understanding when it is time to do something new. I think a lot of entrepreneurs actually kind of struggle in that concept of they're so drawn and so attached to what they do and how they show up that the shift is hard for them.
Mm-hmm.
And leaning on your intuition and trusting that the right story is supposed to be shared and shown at that time, I think, is really important.
I think that's something you've helped me do.
Oh, cool.
Because when I met you, I was only focused on nutrition. And that's a huge thing for my family. My children were malnourished, and that does play a role in our family and getting the right nourishment for all children, for all people. But deep down, parenting and adoption is like my heart. And you helping me see it, put it to paper, and to bring it forward, and in some ways holding my hand, mm-hmm. but I needed that, and I still need that at times, and that it's okay that we need that, and that you link arms with people who can be that foundation, that rock for you, and the hope is, you know, what's the future going to bring? What next?
Yeah.
And because there is always more. I mean, you know, I'm more than just a mom, than just a wife, and I have a purpose. We all have a purpose. And so,
and it can be, again, it can be multifaceted. It doesn't mean that you have to just do one thing.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when I met her, I was like, okay, like instantly. I didn't even look up her website. I just felt the energy and that was it.
And people you want to work with all the time.
Right.
Yes.
So that was, to me, pretty powerful.
I love that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And that's also because she's setting the intention that she's attracting her clients like that.
Yes.
And that's so important.
Speak to that, Natalie. That's very critical.
So, yeah, because why would you go after and chasing clients when you can actually have them come to you and make it obvious for them that you are the choice for them? So that's what I teach entrepreneurs do, you know, because I see so many entrepreneurs right now just trying to, I need more clients. Just like, wow, stop. Just stop and ground yourself and recenter yourself. Because when you come, you start with yourself first. And then you can set consciously an intention that what you're looking for is now searching you. And so the clients I want, my ideal clients that I have defined, I have a good vision of them. Now they are looking for me. And how fun is that to just play with the universe and have them find you? And that's what Carrie's doing. And that's how you, Allison, just got to that obvious choice that, oh, it's her.
Yeah, I mean, we were in a room of like 1,000 people.
There were 1,100. And I sat down like maybe
right next
90
to me.
Minutes
yeah.
before she's like, yes, I want to do your thing. It was just like back and forth handwriting like 8th grade girls. This is
during
what I
the
do.
Session.
This is what I do. She's like, how much?
I love it.
That's so fun. And you should see the smiles on their face.
Yeah.
But that's when it's meant to be. And it's an energetic pull, isn't it?
Yes.
The universe is confirming who we're saying that who we're asking to serve.
Yeah.
Right?
I have crossed room in conferences and just cross the room and go to someone and say, we're supposed to meet.
Yeah.
And they don't even freak out. They're like, oh, okay.
Let's do it. Yeah. Fascinating. Cool. Very cool. Yeah. So as we close out the show today, I would love to not only have you each share again where our listeners can find you and interact with you more often, but also if there's any events coming up or any introductory opportunity to connect with you, I would love for you to just speak to that as well. What's coming up for you in 2019 and 2020 since we're staring that down right away? Allison, would you be okay to start for us?
So my name is Allison with one L. So A-L-I-S-O-N. My middle initial is M and then Rand, R-A-N-D. That's my website, AllisonMRand.com. And you can also find me on Instagram as AllisonMRand. Those are the best places to reach me. And there is a contact form on my website if you want to connect by phone or through computer. And right now, I am just focusing on one-on-ones. I do not have any events for people to come to at this time, but stay tuned.
Good. And right now, it's just an email or a phone conversation to see if there's a good fit and then to find out the dynamics of what that looks like to work
exactly.
with someone.
Exactly. Because not everybody is going to be a good fit, and that's okay. And I may have a referral to someone else that might be a better fit if that's what needs to happen. This is about getting the person what they need. So I kind of put the ego at the door kind of thing. It's about serving the person.
Wonderful. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Great to meet you. Carrie, how about you?
Well, let's see. So the Unapologetic Voice has a Facebook group on Facebook. And it's free to join if you are a storyteller, you're looking to get more involved in book writing or speech writing, come on in there. I do have a book mastermind actually starting in April. I'm focused on books and speech writing right now. So I just did launch the Unapologetic Voice House. It's an independent publishing house. I'm taking on women who have a finished product who are looking for an independent publisher. So independent publishing is different than self-publishing and traditional. I'm bringing in nonfiction projects right now. So if you have a book project and you're looking for a publisher, I'd love to connect. So I'm at carrieseberson.com or the Unapologetic Voice Facebook group. You're more than welcome to come chat with me. And if you've got a fun project on your plate, I'd love to talk to you about it.
Oh, my gosh. Exciting. Mm-hmm. And thank you for sharing that new
thank
aspect
you.
Of your business. Yeah. Congratulations.
It was the only part that I wasn't doing. So I was like, all right, let's do this too.
I love it.
Thank you.
And how about you, Natalie?
So my name is Natalie Ekobo, and Natalie spelled the French way with an H after the T, N-A-T-H-A-L-I-E. Last name Ekobo, Ekobo. So natalieekobo.com is my website. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook. I have a group on Facebook too. I have a group for coaches, conscious coaches and conscious entrepreneurs that meets in Phoenix or in Scottsdale also. And as far as the projects, I'm going to have the Abundance Project, which is a 6-week masterminding and teaching about abundance at all levels in your life and business. That's coming up in April.
Is that here physically or it's
online?
Online. So really, again, reaching everybody.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And you can find that on the website. And then 2020 in June, I'm going to take amazing women, executives, leaders, entrepreneurs to France for a big retreat. That's going to be in June.
In June of 2020.
Yes.
A little over a year from now.
Yes.
Okay. Do you already have information on your website about that? You're just starting to kind of put it
I'm
out there for us?
I'm going to put it, yes.
We'll
I'm
be
gonna,
watching
yeah,
for it.
Very soon.
Very good.
And then on LinkedIn, people can connect with me. I'm doing deep coaching sessions for leaders and entrepreneurs that want to be stirred a little bit and think differently and have a breakthrough. So I'm offering still that for a limited time.
Wonderful. Oh, my goodness. Again, so many different introductions running through my head for each of you. Again, I want to thank you all for being here. It's been a fun conversation around not only storytelling, but accountability and camaraderie and this beautiful really intuitive opportunity to feel into who we ought to be spending time with, both on the client end, but also power partners and, yes. and people that we want to be with. Great stuff. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X, broadcasting live from within the Max 6 and Conscious Capitalism Arizona studio. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.